He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, May 13th. And yes, the Texans are getting closer and closer to their first day of organized team activities, which begin on Monday, May 18th. And as they get closer, one player that really is going to have to prove himself this summer and next season is cornerback Jock Reese. Jock Reese, of course, is the starting cornerback opposite Donte Robinson. But right now, of course, Donte Robinson is not working out with the team. He's holding out because of contract disputes after he received the franchise tag. So that means there are going to be a lot of eyes on Jock Reese. You know, last season he had his ups and downs. He finished with 4 interceptions, but there were still too many times when he was facing his receiver and didn't make a play on the ball. Well, it looks like he's working on those things and a lot of technique issues with the new defensive backs coach, David Gibbs. I talked to Jock Reeves after a workout, and he gave a longer explanation about what he's hoping to accomplish next season. He said that he wants to make sure the Texans make it to the playoffs, and that he also wants to work on his technique. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Texans cornerback Jock Reeves. Jock, you've been in off-season workouts. OTAs start in a week. Are you ready to get back on the field?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited, man. We've been meeting with the coaches. The scheme Frank has put in is... I like it. I think it caters to me a little bit more, caters to my strengths a little bit more. And I'm excited, like I said, so ready to get on the field.
Well, defensive coordinator Frank Bush says he really wants the defense to be more aggressive, and he wants to see that secondary flying around, especially cornerbacks making plays. How does that cater to you more?
We're going to play tighter on the receivers this year, play a few different coverages, change it up a little bit, confuse offenses more, and get after the ball a little bit more. So it's going to be fun.
Now, you're a corner who really has a lot of speed. How do you think that your speed is really going to pay dividends in this new defensive scheme?
Like I said, I get to play tighter on the receivers, which gives me a chance to utilize my speed instead of playing 9-10 yards off, which doesn't really give me that opportunity. And I get to be aggressive, and that's what I like to do. So.
We also have a new position coach in David Gibbs. You've had meetings with him. How have those meetings gone, and what's it going to be like working with him?
It's going to be fun. He's a technique freak, and that's what I need to get a whole lot better at my technique, and I think he's going to challenge me at that. So it's going to be real fun.
What has he been saying about your technique? What advice has he been giving you so far?
Just little tidbits here and there, how I can get better, things I can change to make me a better player, and I'm loving it already. So.
What are your goals for next season?
To help this team become a playoff team. That's it. That's my only goal. I'm not giving a goal on interceptions or anything. Just want to make it to the playoffs. And whatever I can do to help this team get in the playoffs, that's what I do.
You know, it's only the offseason, but that's something that really seems to be a theme for all the players on this team. It's playoffs or bust. Is that sort of the gauge? Everyone seems to be saying, all right, we have to make the playoffs. That's it?
I mean, that's anybody. You have to make the playoffs to have a chance at a championship. So that's our first goal. We're getting the playoffs and worry about our championship next. So. That's how I go.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Memories.